you feel my heart's gone. Don't say goodbye. Don't wave to me.
All right. Don't. We're here live in the flesh. It's the Brian Garrity Hour, and we're back. Brian Garrity Lifestyles Hour. Here we are, and I've been waiting.
Yay.
I know.
Yay, you're here.
And Dr. Angela Moskowitz, my lovely co-host, is here with us, as always. I've been painfully missing the show. It's like, oh, my God. I can't believe how much I love the show. Of course, you know how much I love the listeners. And 2013 is going to be such an amazing time. So we're here with a fabulous musician, David Scheidt. Did I pronounce your last name?
Yes.
Okay. It would be nice of me to ask you that before the show started, but hey, what the hell?
Okay.
Well, everybody knows. So people that kind of like follow the show as time goes on, we'll talk about the journey that I've been on the last several weeks and the next very long period of time to come. But boy, was that a journey. But I'm honored today in studio to have David Scheidt. He's this amazing musician that we came across downtown at Prohibition, which is a nightclub. If you haven't been there, look it up online. The owners are great people, the Tomasellos.
I love that place.
It is a great place. And you guys, you were still the front guy, you know,
yeah.
But you were working with, you had a different band set up at the time, or no, it was still you, really?
No, I have Brian Pettine on the sax and Mike Harris on the drums. They were the main people that you used to play, but sometimes, you know, Brian needs to leave or travel, or Mike, but I was always there.
This guy's amazing. This guy is freaking amazing.
Oh, I can't
so
wait.
We went in November... 2 years ago, whatever it might be. And, you know, I'm always running on hot. Hopefully with the new changes, we'll find out in a couple months that my body temperature has actually went back to a normal person. But we would always get the table over in the corner where the air conditioning vent was over.
Yeah.
So we'd
my favorite sitting, spot, by the way.
Oh, the best spot in that club. Otherwise, it's like 250 degrees. It's a great place. If you've never been to Prohibition, you have to go there. They make their cocktails. They're all old-fashioned. They muddle them, and they use all organic ingredients. It may take you a little bit longer to get your drink.
But it's
worth it.
And when I say a little bit, I mean very little bit. Probably if you were going to bitch about it anyways, it's probably not the place for you
no.
to go.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
No.
If somebody hears that and that's a turn off, then don't go. Go somewhere else. Yes. Go to Olive Garden or wherever
just
else
be
you
patient.
Want to go to. That you feel
you
is
get
good.
A great drink. Yes.
So we're back, and I'm so happy to be back. You know, it's against doctor's advice, but that's okay. I wanted to get back into the swing of things. The funniest part is I thought I was going to come back last week. That part was hilarious.
That's hysterical.
I guess I would have been here.
What were you thinking?
In my fuzzy bunny slippers and my PJs, because I sure as heck was not getting out of the bed. That's for darn sure. So let's talk about you. Let's talk about where you're from, how cool you are, how hip you are.
Thanks, right?
All right. All those, because you are. You're all those things. You're a hip
Thank
dude.
You.
You're a cool dude.
Thank you.
And your music is outstanding. And
Thank you.
It really is.
Thank you.
I mean, talk about the type of fusion that your music actually is. It's not just one type of genre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm originally from Brazil, South Brazil, Porto Alegre. And, when I moved here, I had intention to start my own project, and I love to play blues. Mm. I love playing the blues. That's how I grew up, and I used to sing a lot of pop in Brazil in the cover bands, you know. And when I was here, I was like, okay, I can play. I think I can play blues. I don't know, but everybody, it's not, you know, it's really easy to listen to blues. And I said, you know what, let me mix with something, for, you know, where I came from was like the samba, that groove. And that mix of pop, I say like the groove is Brazilian, the guitars are bluesy, rock, and the singing is pop.
So
I try just to mix it up and try to you know, to be honest, I don't know what I'm doing. For me, it sounds cool.
So no, it's awesome. You're cool. That's why you're here. You don't come to the Brian Garrity Lifestyle Hour show if you're not cool in here.
You know.
But no, I'm teasing. But it's great. It's great that you're here. And I listened when I was in the hospital for 5 days in ICU. I was listening to my iPod. I mean, other than listening to those beep, beep, meep, meep. It gets old real
no
fast.
No cool sound.
Barb and Jody, I know you're out there listening. And believe me, 5 days in ICU got old. Although, if you're going to be in the hospital, I would say that
ICU.
Five star? Yeah, five star. I would take ICU. But your album I have downloaded on my iTunes.
Really
so
nice.
I was
really nice.
So I say one of my favorites.
I deal with a lot of love.
You do, because your album is amazing. And you're from Portugal.
Porto Alegre, South Brazil.
So explain, how did you get to San Diego? What brought you to San Diego? What attracted you to San Diego?
The first reason why San Diego is because of that lady behind you right now.
Grandma.
Yeah, she is the one that, you know.
She's muy inteligente.
Yeah, and
or whatever the dialect. Go ahead.
Portuguese. And my uncle, too, they always invite me, you know, come to USA, you know. And I was working a lot down in Brazil. I used to work in TV down there, and I didn't have, like, time off. You know how it is. And one time on my vacation, they say, okay, I'll go. And I always want to study music and learn more engineering, you know, mix engineer, recording engineer, and say, okay, I'll take a shot. I'll go. I'll spend a month there or 2 months. So I stayed. I liked it, and I love this country. I think it's I feel really good here, and I fit really. I don't know. I love this country.
Yeah,
it works.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How often do you get back, if at all?
Not that often. I try to go to Brazil like every 2 years, but I get too busy here.
Right.
You know.
Right, yeah.
Nice.
You got
to
make
busy,
money.
Busy,
you know, music's a hard business.
It's really hard. It's really hard. You need to hustle all the time.
Is this your first CD, 11?
Yes, my first CD.
Is this self-produced?
Yes, I did almost everything.
Wow. So that takes a lot of energy, time, and what we all know about money.
I'll be very honest. I think I recorded this album 2 or 3 times, and I deleted everything.
Yeah.
And one time I had the album done, and I say, okay, now it's good, and I lost it, the hard drive thing, you know. Then I start over again. I start over
my
again.
My goodness. That would not be
Mike, good. You know, Mike is in the album, too. He played the drums, and he helped me a lot. Brian is there, too. All the sax, they're amazing. And I have another, Greg and JC, they helped me, too. They record, like, one song, and Greg record another song. I have to, my uncle, Eduardo Chardi, he's a very important guy. Since I start, he's the reason why I play today.
Tell us
how
about
so,
him.
Yeah.
Because when I was little, he's a musician, so, you know.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I grew up seeing him playing, and I remember when I was a kid, I have toys, so I tried to copy him. You know, he was older, so I grew up with him. So he's a huge influence on my music, on everything, you know. And the lyrics in the album, like, he's my main guy. For lyrics, he's the
famous musician in Brazil?
No, he's here.
He's
here. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Interesting.
He's one of the guys that used to call me. Come here.
Right. So how, right now with your gigs, what are you looking at? What type of things are you doing? We know where we met you.
Uh-huh.
Playing the clubs. And I know you played all over town. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing right now? As of today, the next month, the next couple of weeks? Because I want to have you on as a regular guest and really
beautiful.
Dig deep into music.
Thank you
different
so much.
Types of music.
Yes.
We can share a lot with Angela, which is a story we'll get into when we come back from break.
Uh-oh.
Because break's already here.
Here we go.
I know, folks. Folks, hang in there. It's our first show back. You're on the Brian Garrity Lifestyle Hour on ESPN 1700 AM. We're here every Wednesday at 1 o'clock, and I just couldn't be happier to be back with everybody. Hang 10. We'll be back in a few.
The The best part about being smarter than everyone else is that we don't have to listen to all the talking heads. We don't have to listen to all the rumors and all the graybeards who think they know how this stuff really works. The law is on your side. That's right. The laws are designed to protect consumers from being riddled with debt. They're designed that way so that you can become debt-free and get a fresh start. You should do what I did. When I had financial stress, I called William McDonald with the McDonald Legal Group. Find out how you can use the law to your advantage. Delete your debt and keep your stuff. You got credit card debt, timeshares, old IRS debt, collections, medical bills, any of this stuff can be wiped away with the Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and it only takes 100 days. Call William McDonald today. 800-997-1235. 800-997-1235. Or go online, sandiegobankruptcy.us.
Would you like a free copy of your real credit report? Hi, Mr. Credit here. For the first time in the history of credit reporting, you can get a truly free credit report with all three bureaus and all three scores, a complete mortgage credit report with no surprises. You sign into a free account, so it's 100% secure as well. Call 888-888-0154 or go to freemrcreditreport.com today. That's 888-888-0154 or freemrcreditreport.com to get your free credit report right now. Just click on the apply button in the top right corner of the page, freemrcreditreport.com. That's freemrcreditreport.com. Just having an estate plan or trust in place isn't always enough to make difficult times less challenging for you and your family. Life is full of change. This is why it's so important to have your estate documents reviewed regularly. Contact my attorney, Jared Causa, with Neil Diamant Law Firm, and find out if a review of your estate plan is needed. 619-238-1712. Since life changes so quickly, make sure your estate is properly handled. 619-238-1712 for your free consultation. Just mention Mr. Credit. 619-238-1712.
Tales are told about a mighty maple tree. It's been struck by lightning so many times, Mother Nature's given up. Every night it charms the stars into new constellations and has dulled the blade of every lumberjack foolish enough to try. When we look for inspiration to craft a new whiskey, we found more than just flavor. We found character. Introducing Crown Royal Maple. Whiskey started. Maple finished. Crown Royal Maple Flavored Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2012, Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
Don't miss the 9-10-90s High School Game of the Week. Presented by your San Diego County Toyota dealers, we've got what it takes. By UFCW Local 135, supporting workers and the community. By IHOP, everything you love about breakfast. And by GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. This week we'll be at Torrey Pines High School to see the Falcons play host to the Mount Carmel Sun Devils. Live at 6 o'clock, right here on the Mighty 1090. Tune in every week to catch exciting play-by-play and learn about the male and female student-athletes of the week. Brought to you by Lolita's, home of San Diego's best Mexican food. More info online at the Mighty 1090.com.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
In this take it or leave it world, more people leaving it, headed straight to Subway.
Goodbye pre-made, hello custom made.
Like your own tasty turkey breast and Black Forest ham with spinach. Surprisingly 4 grams of fat.
Oh, with extra cucumbers.
Red onions.
You so got it made. Subway, eat fresh. Subway.
Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on wider non-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information.
To win the Capital One Cup and be the best in men's and women's college sports, you've got to lay it all on the line.
every play, every game, in every sport. Teams are battling it out for NCAA Division I championships, $400,000 in student-athlete scholarships, and the Capital One Cup trophy. Check the standings on CapitalOneCup.com to follow your school in the race to become the best in college sports and earn bragging rights all year long.
Any good news?
All right, we're back. We're back with the Brian Garrity Lifestyles Hour here every Wednesday on ESPN 1700 AM. You can always reach us at area code 619-399-3300. Today we have the amazingly talented David Sheehan, who is just this uber musician, and he's got a great voice. He's very talented. Plays a bunch of instruments. I mean, you're just completely impressive. And we do have some of his albums in the studio. And if somebody calls in right now, 619-399-3300, call into the office now, and you will be a recipient of one of David's awesome CDs. This is his initial release. And I'm telling you, this guy is going to be hitting the Billboard charts.
Can a co-host call in?
Yeah. Well, maybe we can talk.
Maybe you can arrange something.
I have more than one. But he's amazing. He's amazing. Like I said, we stumbled upon him 2 years ago. And his group has played at our Christmas parties. And we've gotten rave reviews from everyone that's been there. And, you know, music's a hard business. So
it is.
I love music. I'm a music guy. So for me, it seems like now in the music business to make it, if you're not on The Voice, if you're not on X Factor, if you're not on American Idol, it's tough. It's changed the whole landscape mm-hmm. of how you're going to catapult.
The internet. Yeah.
I mean, like, what it's so... You were talking about something interesting, and I think this is really great. And I hope that this is a panacea for you by getting this. I don't know. I think it's the most major thing you could have happened. But tell us about your change in management, because it matters. It matters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe it's the music, but it's a business too. So you need to
Absolutely.
Have a great team all around you to make it happen. It's not just about you playing. And yes, I'm really happy. I just got a new manager right now, and he's an amazing guy. He couldn't make it today because he's sick. Mm-hmm. He got the flu.
No. Stay home manager. That's for darn sure. When's the last time you're in contact with him? Personally.
Not personally. Yeah, yeah. No.
I don't blame you for being
a week or 2 weeks ago.
Stay on the phone.
Yeah, okay. On the phone.
Please. No germs.
And it was amazing, and... I'm going to, I hope you guys invite me to come back. I will tell you more news.
Absolutely.
And, but I just got a call the other day from a producer, music producer that heard my album too. And he wants to work with me too. And so all these things is coming and, you know, and I didn't tell anybody. This is the first time I'm saying.
Yes. We got breaking news. I love it.
No.
Brian Garrity Lifestyle Hour, which I think that's great because we're all about entertainment. We're all about talent. We're all about so many things. I'll tell you the one thing we're about. We're all about positivity, and we're all about seeing people make it. Mm-hmm. And it's not some kumbaya this and that, because you can believe. I certainly, if I have an opinion, I'm going to let it be known. And we have our beautiful co-host who will help temper that if it's starting to get a little bit out of the nice area. Let's just call it that. But I generally,
I've never had to do that.
No, because I generally try to hold back and or try not to bring up anything that's. But once in a while, you know, there's just things that are just so horrible and so harsh. We deliberately left, you know, some of the tragedies that happened in December. Mm-hmm. We left those off the show purposefully because there was just so much media coverage about what was going on and all the tragedies. We did not mean to do that. We meant to do that purposefully.
That's right.
It wasn't like we just skipped over it and la-di-da. And our heart goes out to all those people. You can believe that. And I'm not going to start because once I start, I'm going to go off on every sicko. And then if I go off on every sicko and I say every sicko that has a gun, I'm going to start getting a bunch of hate mail from NRA people telling me I don't know what I'm talking about. So let's go back real quick. Keep it on a positive note.
Musica.
Yeah, let's take it back. I am not talking about guns, gun control, or anything else at this moment. I am talking about the families that were victimized.
That's
and
right.
that it's, of course, it's right. just a horrible thing. Okay, so back to the
good management.
Great management.
Amazing.
This album is amazing. I mean, I think you could take this album. What did you do? So you self-produced this album. How did you distribute it?
So I like to say that the main reason you have this album in your hands right now is because I met Cheryl Trinidad. She's the one that, you know, because I have this problem. I think never is good and it never is good. So I keep working, mm-hmm. you know, and when I met her, she said, she heard my song. She said, okay, you're going to release in this date.
I said, oh, really? Nice. Oh,
so, and I was not ready to release.
Right.
But and say, okay, so I did the best I could and we did and
that's good. I mean, you feeling good with it?
I feel good. I feel great.
So this is gonna actually be distributed.
It is already. It's iTunes, it's everywhere.
Oh yeah,
online.
That's right.
Yes.
I got it off iTunes.
Yes.
I've recorded as well and we're our own worst critics.
Are we
and
allowed
I've had
to
engineers.
Give her, are we allowed to give her a copy?
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you think?
That's
she's
okay.
The co-host. She's gonna be here supporting
no,
you.
Oh, of course.
So okay, you gotta
oh,
listen
you.
To it.
Thank
it's
you.
It's an amazing,
I have
amazing
no doubt.
CD. We're gonna have you on. You have to promise to come on every time you have breaking news.
I will.
And we'll have you on, you know, as
you
I'm
first heard
back.
It here.
You did. You first heard it here, baby, and you got it.
Yeah.
We do talk about a lot about and we have some other really great guests that are coming on. So it's a good mix of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lance Bass was supposed to be on in January. I didn't realize that I was going to have a little bit of a rougher road to recovery than I did. So, folks, he's still going to be on the program.
Just pushed out a little bit.
It's pushed out a little bit. So I apologize. It would have been last week. But we are in his rep. His people talking to my people. My people are me. but we're talking and getting him on. And, you know, he's really morphed his career and changed things. So
Sure. He's
going to be a guest on this show. It's just I got to get back up. But you are somebody that I wanted to have on the show for quite some time.
I'd love to.
And I like how you mix the fusion. I like if somebody's really got to go and hear a full set. So if they call in 619-399-3300, call in. You'll get a free album. You will love this guy. Once you get it, you're going to want more. Do you have a website?
I do.
What is your
David website? DavidShaij.com. Shaij spelled C. No, I'm sorry. S-C-H-I-E-I-D.com.
Let's do it again.
David Shaij. S-C-H-E-I-D. .com.
That's right. So you can go and you can check him out. You can see what he's all about.
Yes.
Are you planning on playing in town right now? Or are you holding off because of the change in management?
Kind of. Yes, because so with all these things happening right now, I'm working on a Portuguese album. We have plans to release something in Brazil. And at the same time, I'm working in English songs too because now, you know, they are playing Japan, Europe. So it's
nice.
It's a lot of work. I'm
so
really
you're
excited.
You're going to be global. You're going to be global.
That's the intention, yes.
Not just Andy. We're going to be peanuts.
You know? No.
You're going global. You remember the Brian Garrity Lifestyle Hour.
No, I'll be here.
In the good US of A.
I mean, you better.
I'll be calling you, Brian.
That's right. So you're talking about, so you're going to record an album for
Portuguese.
Portuguese,
yes.
So that would cover Portugal, Brazil. What I mean,
yeah, the Portuguese language and a new album. We are talking maybe to re-release this album.
I think this album needs to be.
We do a little touch here and there, and maybe I add like one or two new songs.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
to re-release. So it's still everything's too fresh. Kind of ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you have so much. You know, the one thing, I don't know, just from a business perspective, if it were me, only me. I'm not trying to tell you what to do with your business. But, like, you don't want to take on everything. You want to make sure you're like, all right, I got this area tackled. All right, I got this mm-hmm. area tackled. See, to me, it makes sense that you've got the, you know, the North American or the American market, mm-hmm. the Portuguese market. You're doing those in order, getting those things hit, because mm-hmm. those are the areas where you live, you're at, people mm-hmm. know you or will know you. Mm-hmm. You have roots in family. Mm-hmm. In Brazil. So it just makes sense to me that that's where you would start, and you'll just continue mm-hmm. to grow and grow and grow.
You know, Brian, just like you in the hospital, doing your due diligence, getting the right people around you, and then kind of relinquishing control, right? And saying, take good care of me. And I know you're tired, but you look great. Yes, and I know you're on the road.
Fantastic.
And I think, you know, you got the right people around you. It sounds like you've done the same.
Yes.
Like you've got a good manager, you're getting good direction, but it also takes, sorry, I don't mean to be such a psychologist, but I guess I am, so I can
no,
be.
Good, good.
But you know, you have to, at a certain point, let go of the perfectionism, right? Let go of the ego.
I'm learning. I'm learning.
Well,
yes.
You are. And
I'm
I think that's
that
leading to some nice successes for you.
Yes,
how exciting.
Yes.
I mean, where are your biggest cheerleaders?
Yeah.
Oh. We're behind you. Because I know.
Thank you.
Just from having listened to this album pretty extensively, I know for a fact that, like, every one of these songs, you know how you listen. I mean, every one of these songs could be a hit. And I think that somebody buys this album, they play this album, I mean, they're going to be listening to this over and over. I love the way you fuse the music together.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear.
That's very unique.
Because, Brian, I love... like I said, I love blues.
Right.
I play jazz. I play a lot of Brazilian jazz.
Right.
I play rock. Mm. But I don't see me doing just one thing.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I get it. Yeah.
But I think
yeah.
variety is a spice of life. And that's why at this point, we're taking a break.
Here we go.
All right. We'll be back. ESPN 1700. You listen to Brian Gerdy Lifestyles Hour. We have Cyrus in there working the board for us. He's a great guy helping me out. We'll be back in just a few minutes. But variety is the spice of life, and I'm telling you, you're going to be on the Billboard Hot 100.
Very exciting.
Back in a few.
I can't wait to hear.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the United States own mutual funds. It makes me wonder how many of these people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is, you don't have to try and figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is willing to do a free risk cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, call the helpline today and get a free analysis so you can find out how much these investments are really costing you. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much? Dan will tell you this for free, and he'll also give you a risk analysis snapshot so you can find out if you're taking on more risk than you should be. Just call the helpline today at 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154.
Pacific Coast Commercial is a San Diego commercial real estate and property management company. Are you a business owner looking for the perfect building to purchase or lease? Or a landlord tired of high vacancies and the day-to-day challenges of tenants and property management? Pacific Coast Commercial handles the sales, leasing, and property management of all asset types throughout San Diego County. Let us show you why Pacific Coast Commercial is the right choice for you. Call Vince today at 619-469-3600. That's 619-469-3600. Or PacificCoastCommercial.com. Do you have negative items on your credit report that you'd like to clean up? Hi, Mr. Credit here. I've helped thousands of people clean up their credit reports and improve their credit scores over the years. It all starts with some good and honest advice. I recently created the Credit Repair Helpline. So when you're ready to get serious about improving your credit score and cleaning up your credit report, you have a resource on your side that you know you can trust. Talk to a certified credit expert today by going to MrCreditRadio.com or call the helpline 800-525-1349. That's 800-525-1349. Everyone can have good credit, no matter how bad you think it is now, with the proper knowledge and time on your side. Everyone can have 750 credit score.
Email me through MrCreditRadio.com or call the Credit Repair Helpline at 800-525-1349. That's 800-525-1349. 800-525-1349.
Your Toyota dealer's got what it takes with zero APR on 11 of our most popular models, like a 2012 RAV4, Camry, or Camry Hybrid, a 2012 Prius, Prius PHV, or RAV4 EV. Get zero APR on a 2013 Corolla, Venza, Sienna, or Highlander, even on a new Tundra.
We've got what it takes, San Diego.
So hurry into your Toyota dealer today and get zero APR on many of our most popular cars, trucks, and SUVs. Limited term financing through Toyota Financial Services to well-qualified credit customers only. Vehicles must be purchased from new car dealer stock by midnight February 4th. There's never been a better time to drive home a new Toyota. Now more than ever, your San Diego County Toyota dealers got what it takes.
We've got what it takes, San Diego.
Toyota, let's go places.
Face it, there are many things you'd rather be doing than backing up your computer files, like spending time with family, growing your business, but it's so important in this day and age to keep your files safe. So take our advice, have Carbonite do it for you.
When you have Carbonite, you don't need to think about backing up your files. It's easy and effortless. Just set it up once, then Carbonite does the rest. Carbonite backs up your computer files to the cloud automatically and continually whenever you're connected to the internet. For just $59 for the entire year, get unlimited backup space for your computer. Plus, Carbonite also has plans that will back up all the computers for your small business for a low, flat annual fee.
We strongly recommend that you get Carbonite to keep your irreplaceable files safe, whether it's for your home or your business. Here's what you do. Go to Carbonite.com today. Type in our offer code, Mike, for a free trial. No credit card is required, plus 2 free bonus months with your subscription. That's Carbonite.com, and make sure you type in our offer code, Mike.
Say you're riding high in April, shut down in May, but I'm gonna change.
You're back. You're back listening to one of my favorite songs by David Scheid, who's here with us in the studio today on the Brian Garrity Lifestyles Hour with my beautiful co-host, Dr. Angela Moskowitz. Okay, I feel like, you know, you hit the gas yeah. revved up. Daddy's feeling like, all right, we're back in studio. Here we go. This is what I've
and
been
you were
saying.
Worried.
I mean, it was getting me out. It's rough when you've been down for several weeks. And they wanted me to not be on the air or try not to do anything for 6 weeks. I was like, 6 weeks? You're crazy. But that's just not in me.
Yeah, but you wanted it in 2 weeks.
Right.
Oh my gosh, what were you saying?
Yeah, last week I thought I was coming back. That would have been a big joke. So we've got great guys like Cyrus who just, like, they man the ship. So, like, anything that's going wrong or they need to fix it, it's fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And Cyrus, we came in today, last minute, with David's album. And I really appreciate you taking care of that today. He's a really, really, really nice guy.
Thank you.
The surgery, you and Cyrus, the surgery itself is something that I think I want to talk about over time. Friend of mine said, why are you telling people about it? Why don't you keep that to yourself? And it's like, well, that's a really great point.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought long and hard about it. And I think it's a journey that I should share with people. And some people don't want to share that journey. And I feel like for me, not anybody else, zero. I'm not talking about anybody else. For me, it feels fake. So if you were to see me and say, gee, you look really great. What did you do? Oh, Pilates, and I've been eating yogurt for the last 6 months. Look, I want to be as forward about it as possible. I want people to know that there's options. And because I went through such other health problems that led to this, that I want people to know there's other answers. Mm-hmm. So, and we'll talk about it. And the surgeon may come on, Dr. Boyro's office and Old Del Mar Clinic. All the gals there, they're great. I had Dr. Dupa as my pulmonary specialist in ICU with Victoria, and all those people were great. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you one thing. There's nothing like having surgeons that care, mm-hmm. because a lot of them don't. A lot of them are there to cut and get out. And these guys are two of the most terrific surgeons in town, and they certainly are not anybody that would kick you to the curb. They want to make sure you're doing okay. I mean, they manage my care. And most doctors, they're working with the insurance companies to get you out of the hospital.
They
kept me in for ICU for 5 days to make sure. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, that's great.
You know, I didn't think that was cool beforehand, right?
No,
I was so scared.
But
it was so the right thing.
Oh.
Shit, I wouldn't have left anyways. Are you kidding me? Shoot, I said. It sounded combo-ish after I heard it. So it was a shoot. Back to my friend Angie. Angie has a beautiful voice.
Oh, really? Do you think?
Yeah,
she most certainly does.
And I feel like we haven't talked about that yet.
That's okay.
Next time I'll bring my acoustic guitar
We've tried with the Christmas parties. And I know sometimes maybe it's like how realtors feel like, you know, my primary gig is a real estate agent, and there's a lot to talk about with that coming up this year, because I got a lot of great programs for people. But sometimes people feel like you're stepping on other people's toes.
And you don't
want
to do that. Yeah,
and she's so cool about it. She's not. I brought other real estate agents on the show. I don't care. It's like there's plenty of work for everybody.
That's right. We can all work collaboratively.
And everybody's going to have a day once in a while. Once in a while, everyone's going to have a day. Okay?
Yeah. You know, and I so appreciate other musicians and singers. You know, I sing a lot of power R&B. I would say, and pop rock, old classic. Like I sing a lot of Heart.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, Heart, and do you know the band Heart?
No,
you know, it's
I
okay.
Don't.
Another time. You know,
sorry.
We'll hang. We'll see.
But wouldn't
it's
be
all
fun
good.
Though? Like all that interaction, getting exposed to the different elements. But go ahead.
No. I just remember being at one of her many concerts that I attended, and my husband's, and I knew every word of every song of blah blah blah. He goes, "Why aren't you singing?" And I said, "Because I'm receiving. I want to take it in. I want to absorb this. I want to be present. I don't want my, it wasn't about my voice at that moment." So it's like at the Christmas party. It wasn't about me coming in. I wanted to hear you.
Oh,
I did. We'll do it another time. No, but it's true.
And does he not have a fantastic voice?
He has a beautiful voice. And I actually think we resonate really well. We need
to
do it, practice a little.
Yeah, really. And I thought you guys, it would be, my thing too is always about, you know what I always think is weird? What I think is weird is people that like try to like hinder relationships rather than foster them.
Right.
Like, oh, these two buddies of mine are always going to be my buddies.
Right.
But you know what? They could do some cool stuff together. Yeah. Why not?
Collaborate.
Yeah,
collaboration. Sure. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
There's people that aren't like that.
No.
There's people that are just like,
you're right.
It's all about me.
It's all about
me. Yeah,
narcissism.
About them and narcissism and all their nonsense.
Let me tell you something. Since I moved here and I play everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you know me, every time I play, if I know someone that, oh, you're a musician, I always invite
them up. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Because
but you're totally a cool guy, too.
You know,
you are. I'm not just saying that because you're on the show.
Brian.
I wouldn't say it otherwise.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome,
great,
of course. I wouldn't say it otherwise.
I'm you
having
a bad day, come on over.
No, I wouldn't say it.
Yeah.
Tell me.
No, and when I go to watch people, nobody invites me. Like, I'm not complaining. It's just, I think it's the culture, like the philosophy.
That's a loss for
you
them.
Know, like,
well, you know, the folks I sing with are like you.
Yeah.
And that's what I love. Over the years, I've been with different music communities, and the folks that I connect with in San Diego, they're like you. And I love that. And I think that's why I'm connected to them, because they do invite you up.
Music is about,
that's right, sharing.
Sharing, collaboration.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you play better than me or sing better than me or
go
do better,
for it.
Better, great, man.
Great,
I'll learn from you.
Right.
Yeah, I can't sing a note. Are you kidding me? But I get
I can make you sing on the studio. Yeah, you got auto to it.
Yeah. Let's do that one time.
Ooh.
I've always wanted to know what an auto tune Brian Garrity would sound like.
No, I'll do it for you. I'll do it. Let's go to my studio.
All right. You promise?
I'll promise.
Okay, we're going to put it. We'll make a song. Put out like, I don't know what. Britney hit.
Oh, you know, that would be you. See?
Anyway, poor Cyrus, he's like, this shit's crazy. I know I'm not the other guys. Boy, me. No, I'm teasing. They're not. They're not.
You did not.
We know I'm teasing. They're not. But we tend to talk about a few different things. I
all
love
right.
all
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, we
that.
Do. We
Let
do.
Me tell you, I love them all. They're all amazing. They do great things. They really yes. do. And all of them can take a good joke. And yeah. they all okay. think I'm crazy. So that's perfect.
Fantastic.
I mean, we're all in this together, and we all feel the love together. Yeah. The other thing that I was going to say that I'm really happy about is – you two talking about collaborating. Now I have to auto-tune. I got to get me a good Britney song down. I swear, if they fire Britney off the X Factor, I'm going to totally buzz somebody.
What happened?
I don't know. They said she was too boring.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because, you know, in the beginning, they said they edited it, and then she's not worth the $15 million. We'll see. I don't know why people have to be so jealous. It's like, back down, back down. Just because
yes.
she's this gorgeous female that's making money and, mm-hmm. you know, maybe
$15 million? Did you just say that?
Maybe she lip syncs. Maybe she doesn't.
She's,
you know what, though? Even if she does lip sync, I still think she makes cool music. So we can leave that for another day. You're a true musician. I mean, you're from the heart. And I think what gets overlooked from what mm-hmm. I've read about and what I've seen is she participates mm-hmm. in every aspect of making
does.
A song.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, maybe her vocal talents aren't as strong as, let's say, a Whitney Houston or a Celine Dion.
But there's so many things
so
on
what?
Her.
Yeah.
How many
she
things
dance.
Go into making a song, no. though, and talent and perform, correct?
That's the point. A lot of people say, like, oh, she cannot sing or whatever. Okay, so you know what you do? Go on the stage.
Right.
And
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
You do it. Exactly.
Do it.
I agree. I'm on the same page
I think she's talented.
When she does sing.
And she does. And, you know, let me ask you. She does. Her voice is her voice. Like, when you hear and
what
right.
is unique.
Sing, it's unique. It's not like the catch-all, ballady
yeah.
type voice.
No, it's unique.
So, you know, just get off her dress. And I know she's beautiful. And
I can't wait to hear your recording.
Upset and jealous, but,
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, well, I'll have to make a fine one. But they're talking about the voice is going to come back without Christina Aguilera. Now,
yeah.
if you've not got Christina Aguilera's new album, I will tell you this.
Yeah.
It is A+.
I love Christina.
You're missing
oh,
it.
I love
you're missing
you know,
it.
I learned a song for you. I'm not singing it right now, by the way. Because
oh,
I know you do that.
You
do that.
Did.
Well, no. So when you come hear me sing next time,
oh,
the song Beautiful. Because I sing her stuff,
song.
But I learned it for you.
And that
specifically
song has
for you.
So much to do with
yes,
what this show is
Yes, because
about.
We, right, because...
Go ahead. So cute. That, we're all
no, causes
we're all
and
about,
bullying and discrimination, and so we talk a lot about those issues.
No
and,
bullying.
Yeah.
No nonsense. No going home and making somebody feel. You know, like these kids. What we've talked about this a lot. Now we have to pick it up again this year. That these kids. They don't. It's not like they just go home and are done. It's like. If they get bullied, for whatever reason they're getting bullied for, whether mm-hmm. they're being called gay, fat, whatever hate word is being used, mm-hmm. fat, nerd, whatever it is, the scary part is when they go home, it doesn't leave them.
Mm-hmm.
And we were yeah. here in the studio, and I think maybe you were the one that brought that out, and that mm-hmm. really resonated with me,
mm-hmm.
how terrorizing that is.
Yeah.
So and we have so much stuff we're going to do, and I hope that you can participate
oh,
with
I'll
us
love
on
to.
Some of
I'll
it.
Love to.
Because this program is all about no hate, you know? Being lucky to have people like mm-hmm. Cyrus that produces it, that gets it, that can get a laugh out of it, that knows we're joking. We want people that get the joke as well as we want the people to understand a lot of this stuff is serious.
Okay.
So we have one more break, I think, that we have to take. Okay, so.
It's happening
folks,
again.
The break
That's
is
fast.
Happening.
It goes
really
so fast.
Fast.
And when we come back from that break, we have more with David, and we're going to pin him down to another date. Cyrus, if you don't mind taking us out to break with another one of David's songs, that would be awesome. Thanks.
But I know your soul well. I can tell by the sound of your voice if you're sad.
Are you a business owner or decision maker looking to increase your revenues this year? Do you have a great product or service but need help with bringing in the crowd? Hi, Mr. Credit here. I help people every single day use the power of media to grow their businesses. Once you really understand how the media business works, it becomes a lot easier to make the media business work for you. I would be happy to help you develop a strategy to use radio, TV, or social media to effectively grow your business without breaking the bank. Just go to MrCreditMedia.com. That's MrCreditMedia.com. Or call and leave me a message at 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. There are specific formulas that work with almost any business, but I'll be the first to tell you if yours isn't one of them. Call 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. Talk to you soon. Hi, Mr. Credit here. I can't tell you how excited I am to have Bruce McPherson with Security One Lending as a regular guest on the show and my go-to guy for reverse mortgages. Listen, if you're 62 years or older and you own a home, whether you have a mortgage or not, chances are you can benefit from one of today's HECM reverse mortgage options. Just call Bruce McPherson at 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174. You can just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Over the past 9 years, Bruce has really earned his reputation as an honest, ethical reverse mortgage advisor, and he is someone I genuinely trust, and you can too. Don't let old myths about reverse mortgages keep you from calling to get the facts. Today's government-insured HECM reverse mortgages are incredibly flexible, whether you need money now or just want to be prepared for the future. Call your local expert, Bruce McPherson, today and get all the answers you need for free. 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174, or just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. If you are considering a short sale or letting your home go to foreclosure, please listen carefully. There are laws in place to protect you and ways that you can get out of a bad real estate situation completely unharmed in almost every single case. But here's the important thing. Time is of the essence. I will help you 100% free on how to handle a short sale or foreclosure on your home while eliminating the damage done to your wallet. But I need you to call as soon as possible so we have all potential options available to you. Okay, this is the key. Call 888-888-0154. It's 888-888-0154, and just leave a message with your contact info and brief synopsis of the situation. That's it. It won't cost you a dime, but could save you a bundle. I don't want you to become one of those horror stories I hear about every day from people who didn't call me until it was too late. I'm doing it for free because it's my job. Let me do my job. Call 888-888-0154 right now for all the information you need to do what's best for you and your family with regard to your real estate. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154.
Little Caesars would like to remind everyone that their large hot and ready pepperoni pizzas are still only $5, and their large hot and ready three meat treat pizzas with pepperoni sausage and bacon are just $8. But such a great deal on pizza doesn't need advertising. Welp, see you later.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
Your tax refund will go further when you take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' dollar-stretching deal sale going on now. Stop those squeaking brakes, replace streaking and smearing wiper blades, or take care of those vehicle problems you've been putting off. Stretch your tax refund dollars further during the dollar-stretching deal sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
Don't be bummed. It's just an excuse for another time. It's all good.
I'll come back in a couple weeks. All right, here we are. You're on the Brian Garrity Lifestyles Hour. We're here in our last segment. We're here every Wednesday at 1 o'clock talking about all kinds of things. That's why it's called the Lifestyles Hour. And I'm glad to be back. I've been off for a couple of weeks, and we'll be talking more about that. For those of you that, well, you won't be able to hear it, that are trying to listen online, I don't know what happened. There's something wrong mm-hmm. with the link today. So mm-hmm. we're getting a lot of people that are texting in saying that the link on the website isn't working. So I apologize. You will be able to go to BigDaddyRadio.com, and there will be a podcast of today's show put on. And please tell the people in Brazil, we want them back. Come back. Mm-hmm. Come back.
Oh, yeah.
So
hello to Brazil.
Yeah, we need to figure out what happened and what was up with the link. That once in a blue moon that yeah. happens. So we were talking. You've got this great album. You may retool it and add some, new songs to it and
yes.
distribute it.
Mm-hmm.
The album's amazing. You're an amazing musician. You also have a new manager. Are we allowed to say who his previous clients were? No. Or did we say it? Or should we not? I don't see why not. He's being
just
shy.
Just a small group.
It was a small
group. Just a small band.
Small, tiny band. There, you know, Axl Rose, if Guns N' Roses. So it tells you the level.
Magnitude.
The magnitude of, you know, what this guy believes in you. This guy believes.
He's an amazing person. Amazing guy. Amazing
you can get guy. To this level. You know,
it's very, very exciting.
We were talking about Brazilian jazz and mm-hmm. traditional jazz. Tell me how Brazilian jazz is different, because now you fuse it on this album. What are we listening for, looking for?
Brazilian jazz, for people to understand, is ways like the girl from Ipanema.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a classic tune, and it's Bossa Nova. Bossa Nova, is a very popular style from Brazil. That's our jazz.
Got it.
You know, and got a huge influence on American jazz.
Right.
You know, the way we play the chords and all those kind of weird notes.
Do you play all, what instruments do you play?
I play guitar, I play bass. I stud drums and I stud keys.
You know, I got to give you a lot of credit. The music business is rough, like we were talking about.
Big time.
It is a rough business. People complain about real estate, but breaking into
No, we are together,
breaking into music, it's not easy. It's a tough gig, but if you can do it,
it's about hard work.
It is. Well,
and be ready.
Everything,
and
right?
Prepare yourself.
Everything is about hard
work.
Yes. Everything is about that opportunity.
Yes.
I find it disconcerting when somebody says to me, he got lucky.
No.
And I don't believe somebody got lucky.
I
believe somebody
that,
worked
man.
Their tail off. I believe somebody might have been at the right place at the right time.
You make your own luck.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But people will say, oh, you got the radio show, you got lucky. Or, oh, you're on the news, you got lucky. It's like, No, I don't quite remember that being the case. I remember.
No. Lucky is fine. You found like $100 walking the street.
I quite remember like working my tail off to get, because luck is, like you said, finding $100 on the street. Yeah. Or luck mm-hmm. is just having the right, I don't know, maybe opening. But that does not happen mm-hmm. without a lot of hard work.
Right.
And you got to just bust your tail to get into things. Right. Now, this album, we had, unfortunately, at least the people in the car that were listening, mm-hmm. we had a call in too, so that's good.
Oh, cool.
The internet, we get a lot of people that call, so we'll figure out what happened. ESPN's great about taking care of everything, and this band and this group here, they're amazing. I want to make sure that we get your album out as mm-hmm. much as possible. We'll get it on.
I can bring more.
There you go. We'll get it on the Big Daddy Radio website. We'll make sure that's there. You've heard Angela sing. She wouldn't do it.
You guys miss it.
You
guys missed it.
So we weren't telling tales.
Beautiful
she's
voice.
She's got a voice. She's got a voice. And
thank you.
That's one of those things, too, what I like about The Voice, going back to the TV show, The mm-hmm. Voice,
is
somebody like Angela who's a very lovely, she has all the looks and all of that. So there's no question about that. However, Sometimes the age is what? Is it 30? What is it on those programs? Oh. Some ridiculous amount, I know.
Oh, the limit. Yeah. The limit. Oh, I don't.
The Voice doesn't have
I don't
one,
know.
Though,
I'm so
right?
over it. so well beyond it.
But on the
know.
Voice, you can go no, on at any age, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And that's cool. Yeah. So they're not looking at anything to do with what you look like,
mm-hmm.
and they're not looking at anything to do with age when they get you on
which
there.
Is nice, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So for those of us that have been doing it for our whole lives, but we really haven't had...
No, but I think the industry is changing a little bit right now. They are trying, like Adele or these people, they are, you know, they're more looking more to the talent, the real people, the real musicians, the real singers. And
so
that's a great point.
Which is fantastic.
What we were talking about earlier a little bit. You know, moving away, do they have to be the bombshell or this or that? It's like looking at, like the Adeles or the people that have that just innate talent. It's just, I mean, I think Adele is amazing, although I'm at max overplay. So let's give her a little bit of a break and then she can make her new album about having a baby or whatever the next one's going to be. I don't
know.
She's fantastic.
Ashley, look, quick little thing, and I know we're almost at the end of the show.
We are.
I was watching. I had fallen asleep to Saturday Night Live, had never heard her brand new. Woke up with goosebumps hearing her sing when she was first making it onto the scene. That's how much she impressed me. And now, overkill, but
she's great.
She's stylish. I think it was one of the best things that happened.
It's a good dynamic shift. You know, incredible. And all these shows and everything else has
before
really
it was Amy Winehouse.
Year.
Yeah,
you
right,
know,
right.
Like,
that's right.
Another God.
What
God,
a loss.
God rest
oh
her
gosh.
Soul.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston, God rest her soul. Yeah. Michael Jackson. God. You wonder. We've lost so much talent that it's totally crazy. But let me ask you, my friend, before we go, would you be willing to come back on?
Oh, of course. It'd be a pleasure.
All right. So we'll be having you back on. I'll have an update on Lance Bass next week. I have a very fine guest. It's that we're nailing down that is going to be a hoot.
Oh,
and I think that everybody's going to have a great time. We were lucky to have Cyrus today. Cyrus, thank you for everything and picking up what we really needed. We really appreciate it. Everybody here does. And you've been listening to the Brian Garrity Lifestyles Hour. We are here every Wednesday at 1:00. We will continue. I did it.
You did it.
So we will be back next Wednesday, 1:00. Hopefully the link will be working so everybody can listen. We'll check into that. And what I want everyone to have a great week. Feel the love. Know it's there. And just know that I missed you all like crazy. I did.
I missed you too.
All right. We'll see you guys
next week.
Thanks
so much, Brian. Thank
David.
You. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
For big
thank
things.
You.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Just do our kiss and say goodbye. I know we have done this before. You give my keys and ran away through the door.